We have a few missing.
Oh, we're all here.
Two, three, four.
I'm missing.
Just a few smaller ones, everyone left.
Okay.
Oh, Jim went out of the picture.
Okay.
Can I go out of the picture, see?
Is it possible that someone could take some minutes tonight or agree to do the summary tonight?
Always possible.
What do I have to bribe with? Okay.
I'll do them.
Pardon me?
I will do them.
Thank you, Beth.
Yes, thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Okay, well then, I will call the regular meeting of the Board of Otter Rock Water District to order on June 9th, 2020 at 6:41 p.m. So we're called to order. Everybody call off your, if you're here, please. Pat?
Lisa?
And we have Jim here. Jim, are you here?
I'm here.
And Consuelo is our guest. Jim's here. I'm sorry, I'm taking some notes at the same time.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm going to let you write from there. Okay, so we have under the consent agenda, we need to approve the minutes for May from the board meeting and the work session. These minutes are in audio form and will be on the website, but a written summary is also provided for convenience of the public. So I need somebody to make a motion on adopting those minutes, approving those minutes, excuse me. Hello out there.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
For the May board meeting and.
I second.
And work session, yes.
Thank you. Okay. Under reports and announcements.
Don't we have to vote on it?
Yeah, we have
to vote. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yes. Vote, please. Hands.
Aye.
Aye.
Buzz.
Yes.
Everybody voted in favor. And by the way, for purposes of the written notes of the meeting, we do need to list each vote individually. You cannot say unanimously approved.
Yeah, anonymously is even worse.
Anonymously would be better, yes, in some cases. Okay, so Jim, superintendent's report, please.
All right. So we had a really low usage in May. In fact, so low that I think it was lower than the last 6 years from where I looked back. So I don't know. Things seem to be going in the right direction. It was about 171,000 gallons less than it was last year, the exact same time for the month. So the total was 506,000 gallons for the month. So right around 500,000. Our samples came back clean. I have been working with CenturyLink, Lincoln County Highway Department, and the city of Newport. And then I also did a work session with Jonathan and Buzz, a couple of them. The Lincoln County Highway Department, I've been working with them on their clearing of the brush on the side of the road. They were kind enough to clear out the area for us to do the work on Spring One. They didn't charge us. They just happened to have the mower in the area when they did it. So it worked out perfect. And then the city of Newport, I think we already sent them off a letter. They came and sucked out our spring. And we received about a 10% increase in flow is the approximate of what Buzz and I had figured out.
Good job. Patty, are you joining us again?
Her audio is still in the process of connecting.
Okay. Jim, I wanted to say publicly that the new format for that report, and Beth, because she helped set that up, looks great.
Yeah.
Would you please, if whoever's doing the minutes does not have that report yet to put with the minutes, please make sure that
I have it
included.
All I did was copy it onto the laptop so he could use it.
Oh, is that all? Well, I take back my thanks then.
Yes, take them back.
Okay.
Actually, Pat, I think you're the one that made it.
Well, I tried initially, but it looks wonderful the way it's set up now. It looks very cool.
Yeah, I like it too. I am very grateful.
Okay. Anything
so
else?
On the other couple of things, one was Boland. There's a contractor working on Boland to fix the internet lines. There was a leak over on Nelly, and we're not quite sure if it's water or what it is. We're trying to get to the bottom of it right now. We did have to have a tree removed because the tree had grown directly over our water line where we need to dig it up. So the plan is tomorrow, we're hoping that we're going to be able to dig it up and figure out what's going on. So, and then my meeting with Jonathan and Buzz were about the infrastructure. We do have about a third more overflow than we did last year at this exact same time, an additional 50,000 gallons more than what we had last year at the same time. So our springs are flowing well, the usage is down, and I think people are happy.
I'm happy.
I think we're good. So that's all I had for last month. And then forecasting forward, this month, we do have an excavation contractor lined up for tomorrow. We're going to do some work on Nelly. We're going to check out the blow off. If it needs to be replaced, we'll cut out and replace it. There's a couple of meters that have been on the schedule to be installed at the end, and then there is one more on the road that if we have time we might do it too. Just trying to get as much out of the contractor as I can while he's out here, so I'm going to stretch the dollar as far as I can with him.
You always do. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Does anybody have any other questions for me on the superintendent report?
No, I'm going to move we accept the superintendent's report as described and sent to us.
Second.
How about a vote?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, now to my report. I would like to report, I wish the budget committee was still listening, that accounts receivable bills went out yesterday. All accounts payable as of June 8th, yesterday, were paid. We still have a payroll at the end of the month, and of course there may be a couple more bills that come in. But I think we're still right on track. For the predicted cash carryover. I won't really know for sure until after we, probably until after we have the budget hearing. QuickBooks is current, and it is hoped that all customer issues that existed in the system have been resolved. There is still one old background data entry error that will be corrected over the next couple of weeks. I'm shooting for having all of this finished by July 1st. That data entry error is involves 32,000 records that have to be individually deleted from QuickBooks. And it takes four clicks on each one to actually delete it. There's no way to delete it as a group. So they are old, apparently old invoices that were set up to be sent out to customers, but then didn't get sent and then got re-entered, and that next batch did get sent. So they're kind of in the background is all I can say about them there, but we need to get rid of them. It can cause issues when you're trying to set up your next billing. That issue does not affect any reports you have received or will receive. As soon as the budget is approved, it can also be put into QuickBooks right away, hopefully by July 1st, and so that the new fiscal year will start out clean and complete. And Dale, I'm sorry you're gone, but thank you for all your help. Dale has took on and finished within, seemed like minutes, helping us figure out how to assign account numbers to our chart of accounts that formerly was done alphabetically and made it kind of messy. So that's why the meters appeared in the wrong place instead of being down with infrastructure. And so those are the two big projects that I'm looking at between now and the end of this month. The district is still on track to complete the fiscal year with about 22 or 23,000 in cash carryover, I think. As explained in the three budget meetings, that $15,000 is still in the account, but will be budgeted, as discussed at the budget meeting this evening, in contingency and meters. We have had a bit of an uptick in the amount of past due accounts in the last 30 days. I have $1,650 that's owed by five customers. Each one has received another past due notice with yesterday's billings that went out, and I will be calling each of these folks if I can contact them during the rest of this week to see if we can facilitate getting our payments in. There have been about six customer emails to the office in the last month and only a couple of phone calls. We did have a request for a copy of the letter written by legal counsel in May of 2019 regarding the Lutz request to use vacated Second Street to pave part of the vacated part of Second Street. That copy did get sent out to the person who requested it. I have an item for the action items tracking sheet. Does the board want to have in tracking ability in QuickBooks to track single family residents, short-term residents, long-term residents?
Short-term rentals.
I'm moving at short-term rentals and long-term rentals and ADUs. We can do that so that if we ever wanted to report on which houses are rentals, we can do that. Right now they're identified partially on the big map in the office, but it might be useful to have them in QuickBooks. So I would like that to be on the action items checklist, along with, I think we need to organize a work party to clean up and weed, trim back the overgrowing bushes around the community center. And Wendy Ware mowed the lawn there last month, but unfortunately it's been raining too much. I think she came down one day to mow it again recently, but it was just too wet. So anyway, I think, Lisa, are you kind of monitoring the community center stuff?
I'm laughing at you.
I know. I think we could put out a message on the website and ask if any volunteers would be willing, when we have a dry spell, to keep socially distant and wear your mask, but bring some tools and do some cleanup.
May I suggest that we choose a day?
Can we choose one when we can't trust the weather?
Only the mowing requires dryness.
It does. If we're working outside, it's nice to.
And if we choose a day after Portland's typical Rose Festival, things tend drier.
That's true.
Maybe, Lisa, you and I can talk about it.
Yeah, well, I think we need to choose a day, because if we leave it nebulous, then nothing ever is going to get done.
And it would also be possible, too, that a volunteer could individually come and say, I'm going to weed this bed over here and do it. We don't have to have a group necessarily at the same time. Dan, I saw you wince. Do we need a supervisor on that crew?
Well, I'm wincing because I'm probably stuck down here till early to mid-July, so I'm just not going to be able to physically help.
I'm not asking you. I think
no, but that's why I'm just feeling badly, because those gathering days, you know, people are done with that yard in a few hours.
Yeah. It should take a short afternoon. Yeah.
It's the many hands make short work concept. So.
Sure. Yeah, but June is horrible weather, guys. It's like January.
Well, yeah. Let's shoot.
We all know
this June it is.
Yeah.
It's always that way.
How about?
I call it January. It's what it is.
So.
Right after the 4th of July, that week after the 4th of July. That might be better.
Sure.
You guys could pick a day and just get the announcement out there.
I will announce whatever Lisa tells me to announce.
What is it on me? I don't know.
You're the one that's curious about the date. So you get to be the boss of the date.
Did we not assign you the community center?
No.
Oh.
Did not assign me the community. You assigned me to do the activities for the community center, but that was it. And I volunteered.
That's an activity.
There you are.
I need more to drink, guys.
Okay. Have another glass of wine and just say yes. Okay. Let me finish up here before we go too much further.
But do we have it on the agenda to speak about the community center and the...
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's coming right up next. I have it on my agenda. Would you like to talk about that? Or shall I?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Are you doing your treasurer's report? Are you done with that?
No, I'm not quite done. This is all part of...
This part of it?
Bringing up.
Okay.
Because I have been directly involved in having to try to keep the office safe and our employees safe during COVID, I would like to discuss whether the community center should be loaned out to anybody or groups as long as we're experiencing COVID procedures. Every our insurance company, our payroll company, SDAO, and everybody that we are associated with as an organization has just been, I've been inundated on the office email and my own commissioner email with requirements that we're supposed to be following to keep our employees safe and anybody who's working in the office. So I would like to know what the wisdom is about whether we should be having groups of any kind into the community center, because we don't have a custodian. And if we did have a custodian, that custodian is not officially trained to do the requisite cleaning for COVID. And scrub down that whole room, all the horizontal surfaces, and keep trying to keep the bathroom scrubbed down. And it's a job.
And the kitchen and everything else.
Right. If somebody comes in, we have no way of knowing what they've touched. So you just have to try to clean everything. And I'm not COVID trained as a custodian. No one is. So
I think from a loss prevention standpoint alone.
Pardon me?
I think from a loss prevention.
Yes.
Liability standpoint alone. I think we need to wait.
Our insurance provider, SDIS, has said that there are procedures that have to be followed if we're going to do that kind of stuff. And the other risk is to our employees and anybody using the offices, if you have to use the restroom, you have no idea who's been in there.
Yep.
There are a lot of people who have keys, which we've talked about before, and in fact, I'm pretty positive somebody was in the office over the weekend, but I don't have any idea who. And it wasn't Jim and Buzz.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've come in here and the office door is open. I've had a couple times where the front door has been wide open. So there's keys floating, I can tell you that.
Another reason why the key issue should be on the action items checklist also.
It is on the action items checklist.
Oh.
Been on there for months.
Months.
We need to do it.
Yes.
We do. We need to figure out a way to take care of that. I have had a guy scheduled from the key shop down just in the, what's that little Seacrest shopping center next to Freddy's there. There's a locksmith there.
Uh-huh.
He's going to come out and talk about whether the lock sets that are on any of our doors can even be rekeyed. And if you were going to rekey, he can advise you how to do it. So this group has access here and this group has access there. This group has total access, etc. But we do need to do something about that.
We do, and I had a question. How many different groups do we have using the community center?
Oh, good question.
Because there's nothing on the calendar that's on the internet, except for board meetings.
Right. I just learned last week, or the week before, that the Otter Crest Sewer District
Otter Rock Sewer District.
Is it Foulweather?
Oh, no, right, it's the Cape Foulweather Sewer District has a regular meeting in that community room.
Right, they
and
do.
The only way I learned about that was that Paul Erskine, who's on that board,
yes,
called me to ask whether their meeting was going to conflict with a budget committee meeting. And I said, no, because we're not doing it in person.
There's one other group. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I don't think they've been in there for quite a long time, but I think there's another group that has keys and has been using that room, which again is why we need to have key control, because we don't know how many people have keys to the office.
Yep.
And anybody who has a key to that back door where Jim's supply room is can get into the office, because that lock doesn't work on that door. In fact, the key is stuck in it. If you take the key out, the lock set doesn't work at all.
Right.
It's nuts. And
okay, so
the other part of this, the issue there though, is these groups have, especially the sewer district people, mm-hmm. have probably at least one of the three file cabinets in the office has their stuff in it. Mm-hmm. And well, so they have, I don't know how we would deal with access there, but
I think that file cabinet can go into the unused restroom or whatever that room is.
That storage room back there?
Storage room can go in there.
Yeah.
If they don't like it, they can keep their files at home. I don't think we need to have anybody other than district people have access to our office space, period.
I would agree.
I think that's a great idea. And I also saw something that would help us out a little bit with this access and the key situation and the lock ability to have a locking file cabinet today. I was at Fred Meyer Pharmacy. If you go in there, take a look behind the checkout counter and look at how they have their file cabinet locked. Somebody took an angle iron that's about two 2 inches on a hinge mounted on the side of the file cabinet that closes over the fronts of the drawers.
Right.
And has a padlock on it. Get done for $10 and at least we'd have a locking file cabinet. It wouldn't be waterproof or fireproof, but that would be a great step forward, very cheap.
Right.
So
on the waterproof, fireproof, there is a leading brand in the United States. And if all you need is a 2-drawer file cabinet that weighs about 250 pounds and costs about $600 new.
Yeah.
But
I'm still gonna look. I have to go to Salem again soon, and I'm sure I saw a bunch of file cabinets out at the Restore in South Salem, and I still can't get those people to answer their phone, but maybe we can find a used one like that. And because they do run, a 4-drawer would probably run about $1,000.
Yes, a 4-drawer. Is that what we're going to need for fireproof?
I think, well, Jim, that one file cabinet that's on the floor in the closet there,
yeah,
that's enough to fill one whole more drawer.
Yeah.
And we have 3 drawers filled, I think, in the file cabinet right behind Buzz there. So, yeah. Okay. Plus we have all those rolled documents and whatever was in the safe deposit box that I have at my house right now, because I can't put it back. The other thing I was going to look into was getting a much bigger safe deposit box, but even the biggest one is only about a foot square, I think, and maybe 20 inches deep. I'm not sure that would help us very much, although it would be less expensive by a long shot.
So at a minimum, we need a 4-drawer.
I think so.
Fire-resistant, waterproof.
Right.
Okay.
So anyway, keep that on the list. So do we want to make a motion about what to do about the community center during COVID? Until we're ready to reopen everything in the state, that should just stay closed.
I think it should, but how do we do that? We have to get the locks changed. Then.
We don't have a budget for that, but I can find out I don't even remember what the guy told me he charged to come out.
Well, let's find out. I think for liability reasons, we should post signs saying that community center is closed.
Oh, good idea, Dan.
Okay, and post those prominently.
And if we tell the sewer, the Cape Fowler, whatever, that it's our community center is closed, they should abide by those rules.
Yes.
They should. I mean.
Right.
Yes.
Do we want to actually ask them to move their files?
We need to ask them if they need access to them for the next few months.
Okay. Do you want to have a conversation with Paul?
Sure.
And can we also put a sign up on the calendar, perhaps across the calendar on the website and on the community center part of the website, and just say closed until
further notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody want to make a nice fancy sign for the front door and the back door? It's got to be laminated. But you can use contact paper to do that. Anybody want to do that, or shall I? I have laminating paper. Okay. I'll do it. Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks.
Okay. And let me see.
So we need a motion, right?
Yeah, I think we should go on record formally.
Okay. I make a motion that we close the community center due to COVID until further notice.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm not going to vote twice. Okay, and let's see. I guess I would like to officially, in the notes, thank the budget committee members for their thoughtful help and advice during the budget preparation. Hmm. And I'm going on record to thank all of you. I couldn't have made it through this year without you. And I really appreciate the way this group has coalesced and support each other. And we've all worked really hard, long hours. I'm hoping that we can take a breather very shortly.
I think we all recognize no one's worked more hours probably than you, even though Buzz has worked a lot too.
I think everybody has contributed an amazing amount of time, and Lisa's contributing time and working full time besides. At least she gets paid for her other full time job.
Small that it may be.
So thank you all. I think we've made really good progress, and I think we're off to a great start for next budget year.
Well, I really appreciate having the numbers and having something to go with. So that makes the world of difference. Believe in them.
Yes.
So thanks, Pat.
Yes.
Well, it's been a team effort, and also thanks, Lurlin.
Yes.
Okay.
That's great.
That's all I have. Thank you. Do we have any other announcements?
We need to make a motion to approve your treasurer's report.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Lisa.
I move we approve the treasurer's report.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Raise your hand. Okay. Everyone is a yes. Do we have any public comments? I think we have a couple community members here.
Were we going to...
I'm sorry. Yes, the special order of business. Dan, would you like to speak, please?
Yes. I'd like to express my gratitude to Jim for all the work he's done on the spray issue. And I'd just like to say that, speaking for myself, and I hope the rest of the board members agree, that we feel as secure as we can. That as in past years when Jim has done this, that we are not going to have contamination from a chemical source of our water supply from the road trimming project.
I concur. Thank you, Jim. And next year we'll be prepared in advance of any spray activity that might take place to know what the background of it is. I was totally bamboozled by the whole thing because I had no idea there was any spraying or the background of your efforts to make sure our water's safe. And by the way, your requirements of your licensing that are in jeopardy if you didn't do that. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Well, you know, Ted Dykstra actually did a lot of work years ago, and the wellhead protection and a few other things that he did were, he deserves some credit for that, but implementing it, making sure that it stays is my job at this point. But there's, I'm still in touch with the county, and I don't believe that we're going to be within any risk of contaminating
or unmuting.
Is there some way we can head off head this off next year that we don't, because I understand, Jim, weren't you inundated with calls from customers?
Yeah, I did. I received quite a bit of calls, emails, and some text messages. But I think the misconception, I think what happened is in years past, they didn't post notice. So I don't know if maybe when they voted the no spray plane thing in or where it came from, but for some reason they're posting notice now and they haven't in the past. So I think that's kind of where all this came from.
And
people didn't know the standard procedure that they had and we had. And so hopefully educating the customers that it's never been sprayed. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all,
right.
I don't think a lot of people know how difficult it would be for the water, for the spray to actually get into the spring, because the edge of the spring one and spring two, there's head walls between the edge, between the borrow ditch and the spring itself that are concrete lined. So even if they did, for some reason, spray down the side of the road, it couldn't penetrate. It'd be very difficult for it to penetrate our groundwater because it just understanding the dynamics of the spring.
Depending on the conversation, isn't it?
It would just almost not happen. The only one that could risk contamination would be spring three, but it has a concrete cap over it. So, you know, as far as worst case scenario, I'm not too concerned about it. And as far as me being in communication with the county, I've been in communication with the head guy, and I do text to the guy that drives the spray truck and have his personal number. So I'm fairly confident that we're going to be all right.
Thank you very much.
Dan, our
committee. That I didn't have knowledge about any of this and received a call completely out of the blue and had no idea what to tell our customer about that.
Dan, can I interrupt? The Mullins have been trying to get into the meeting for quite a while. Oh. She just texted me. They'd like to join.
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt
you. They are. Hi, Denise.
They're connecting to audio.
Yeah.
Hi.
So maybe we could just try a message if we can put it in our calendar and try to think of, you know, a message that might go out to our customers next year ahead of this.
At least have something. I love that banner that's now on the website. We could have had that earlier on, maybe would have been helpful too.
Right. If
no one ever looked at it.
I did. I was very impressed.
I read it. Looks good.
Yeah, so all three or four people saw it.
Are the Mullins checked in now? Can they
I'm trying to unmute them and I'm not I'm thinking.
Let me.
They might have to unmute themselves too.
I think I've tried enough times so that they're going to have to unmute on their end.
Yeah. But for the spring thing, it's just good to be in touch with the county and just let them know that, you know, we don't really want any of Otter Rock sprayed. I mean, that stuff is a pretty nasty chemical. And if we can do, you know, whatever, just so they know.
Yeah.
You know, it's good. And Roy and Chris, they both, you know, seem like they're, you know, they don't want to spray either. And if they can mow, you know, so.
Yeah.
To help do some weeding around the community center. So if you give me like a certain bed to do, I can, you know, Lisa, I'll be in touch with you.
Sure.
I could do that.
Janice says they're trying to unmute, but not having luck. I don't know what to tell her.
Yep, touch the top of the screen, and then on the right side, there's a little mute button.
Yeah, she's pretty experienced on this. I don't know why.
I keep hitting the unmute button.
Did they possibly join without audio? And it asks, right?
I can hear her now.
Can you hear her?
No, that was Beth.
Oh, okay.
I'll call. They're going to get on and just in time for the end of the meeting. There you are. Okay. We'll put, you're on my phone for audio, so just talk if you want to.
No, we're just eating dinner. We just wanted to check in. So I went to mute, and it says stay muted, and I keep getting stay muted, but, and the microphone has a
little slash through it. That should undo it, but, well, do you want to just listen on my phone, via phone?
Yeah, we'll just be really quiet and listen while we eat. I don't want you guys to hear us.
Can you hear us through the Zoom, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're set then.
It's just one way.
What's for dinner? Oh, okay.
Did you make enough for six?
I'm checking out now to go have dinner.
So what do we have left on the agenda?
Not much. Mullins are joining just in time for the end of the meeting. Okay, we can go to public comment. Thank you, Jim, for all that information.
Yes. And Consuelo, do you have any more comments?
No. I just said it's good to stay in touch with the county and know what's going on. And I know they're supposed to post those signs. I think just in case, like Chris checks beforehand, he said, to see if there's blackberries or scotch broom. I think those are the two main things. Is that right, Jim? Do you know about that?
Yeah, you know, I don't talk to him too very often. I had a lot going on through the state with another problem. So when I did check in with them, a lot of it was through email and text. I did talk to them both over the phone, and they assured me that that was not part of, they said when they mow it, they don't necessarily worry about spraying, but you know.
Right. And that's, I have to say, that's been my, Wendy and I walked that a lot up to the viewpoint. And, the only time I've seen evidence of spraying is along those guardrails.
Can't get their mower behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But everything else is mowed. And blackberries are not. They just mow it. I mean, there are tons of blackberries in town, and they just mow them back. They don't spray them.
It's a great place to live if you like blackberries.
Yeah. But you have to get there before the Idahoans. We've not- love those blackberries.
Do we have any other public comments? Hearts? Mullinses? Camerers? No? Okay, let's move on. Does anybody have anything to do with ordinances? No. Okay. Resolutions. We will have resolutions out after the budget hearing on the 25th. Board member comments. Lisa, you're up.
Were we going to mention something about Jim and putting it on the action items? Were you going to mention something about that?
I was, but you get first choice.
Well, thank you. I think we need to put on an action items. Jim has not received a salary increase in forever. And I know it's not in our budget. 5 years. Okay. Well, that's just stinky for me. And he also does not have health insurance. So I would like to put it on an action items for us to get together and figure out a way of, in lieu of his salary, to give him health insurance as a salary increase. And
you're
somehow put it
for next year. Next
for next year, yes.
To investigate and
yes, to investigate. Not to make, you know, just to make sure that we get the information and to help him, because we need to. It's the right thing to do.
Superintendent for sure.
Yes. Especially okay. With all this stuff going on.
Yes.
So I would like to add that to the action items.
Okay. We can just agree to do that. I don't think we need a motion to do that. Dan, do we?
You're looking at me?
I don't think so.
No, I really, really want to figure out a way to make it happen. And I think at the very least, have it be a priority for the budget committee next year when hopefully our budget will be in better shape.
I would love to see if we can get a solution before its budget.
Oh, I would.
Yes, I agree.
I do.
So
we now have actuals for our payroll expenses and so forth. I think we can watch that.
We can.
We're tracking. I would like to do that. And you know, we have a certain amount budgeted, and if we are tracking under on those expenditures, then I would like to see what we can do with that for Jim.
Okay, would we like to do that, make that commitment in the form of a motion? We can.
If we're just looking into it and yeah. We're just putting it on the action list, I don't think we need a motion.
No, not necessarily. Okay, so who keeps the action item, Dan?
I do.
So far,
I've added the adding the ADUs. I've added the key. Well, the keys are already on there,
right?
So I'll and I will add this. Keep pushing.
Great. Thank you. Buzz, do you have any comments you would like to make?
He excused himself for a minute.
Oops. Okay. We'll come back. I am next on the list. I do not have anything more to say. Aren't you glad? Jet Beth.
Interestingly enough, kind of related to the STRs and ADUs. Jim and I have talked earlier, and Jim, I haven't talked to you for a while about it, but I'm getting real close to getting the list of residences that are meters and having an occupancy type so we know how many are short-term rentals and vacation homes and mostly, you know, full-time occupied, et cetera. So,
and when we get that can then, there are fields within the customer records in QuickBooks where we can check those items enter that information, and so then be able to pull reports off if we want to. And I guess we should think about the fact that it's probably pretty likely that next budget round we're going to have to think about a rate increase because expenses keep going up and our budget is so static, crippled from this year's issues. And I think it would be a good thing if we make note of these things that we need to do.
Right. And it's just unfortunate that I'm thinking that this year may not be a good year to be able to compare water usage, because who knows? I mean, the occupancy has already been delayed.
Oh, yes.
Because of COVID and the county measure, they did open it up recently, but we, you know, who knows what's going to
They may close it down again.
They could close it down and people may not be coming to Newport area as often as they would have before this last week.
Sorry, I just learned tonight that Moe's at the, Punch Bowl is closed for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
And a lot of the restaurants in Newport have closed, like every single one, including Side Door, Local Oceans, Sorello's,
starting to open.
Georgie's, everyone is closing. They're just like totally just.
Yeah.
Everything is coming to a halt because of Pacific Seafood.
Well, boy, that's a shame on many levels. So that is an indication, I guess, that there's some more contamination out there. That's too bad.
Yeah. And so anyway,
what are we gonna do now for Friday dinners if Local Ocean is closed?
Yeah.
They're still doing takeout?
They were.
No.
Oh, no, they're not even doing.
Is only doing their dock boxes and their Friday seafood market from like 12 to 4.
Right.
And that's it. They're doing no cooking whatsoever.
The dock boxes have been fantastic, though. I'm going to miss them.
Okay. I'm done.
I see Buzz is back. Buzz, do you have anything you'd like to comment on before we close the meeting?
Nope.
Okay. Let's see, we got Beth and Dan.
I just want to express gratitude for the board and how well we're working together. I really feel like I'm much more of a participant than I've been in the past, and everybody's pitching in, and I appreciate that. And every month, I think I appreciate our superintendent more and more.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay. So, in the absence of any other comments from anybody, I think we can adjourn this meeting. Anybody else? Yeah, it's not 8:30 yet. I don't know.
No.
Do we have to go?
Well, I'm going to stop recording and then you can say whatever you want.